Good day, nerds, and welcome to episode 187 of the Nerd Cantina Show. I'm your host, Ken, joined by my co-host, Steve, and we're going to recap this week's nerd news. We're going to begin over in entertainment talk with some video game news, Star Wars and Game of Thrones cancellations, and then we'll move over into tech and entertainment, talk about some NFTs, some changes over at Twitter, robots in space, a lot to get to. Let's get started.
Calling back all nerds.
Nerds!
All right, and we are back with episode 187, delayed by one day here, as the electrician couldn't find electricity yesterday.
No, I had electricity. I had no internet.
Oh, you had no internet.
It was a whole different division.
All right.
I had no internet, and I found out why. It was actually because, so I have Xfinity, an AT&T subcontractor, so not even a dude that works for AT&T. An AT&T subcontractor was doing some work on a line and severed the main fiber line for Comcast. Like, so the entire town of Naperville, like, is all on Nextdoor apps and Facebook. That's like the village groups that I'm in. That's all people are like, does anybody else have internet? Has anybody called Comcast yet? And it was out all good. It was like 8 hours, 9 hours, man.
Oh, that's like terrible for Comcast. And I hope you requested
1984 in my house.
I hope you requested a refund.
I watched a Blu-ray. Like, in that moment, I did not regret any of my Blu-ray purchases that I can now watch on a number of streaming services for free, or my monthly subscription.
Play a board game. Take out a deck of cards next time.
I watched Dunkirk in 4K.
All right. Well, once again, disappointed in the overall Nerd Cantina community. We missed another episode. I didn't get a single...
Hey, what's going
on?
Yeah,
I didn't get a single message. Hey, you guys doing okay? Everything all right? Yeah, we are still not a part of anybody's routine that gives a shit. It's really unfortunate. But
hit that subscribe.
but we move on. Let's go ahead and jump into some of the news here. And first one up, let's talk about a little bit of video game news. A little probably a little more important to you over here, as the three main console makers are saying that they are now very concerned about Activision.
Well, we've done the Activision story a whole bunch of times, and I mean, it is disturbing that everything that's coming out there, and now you have, you know, the supplier of what they want to make, all questioning whether they even want their games. Like, it's messed up, man. I mean, I've been waiting for Overwatch 2.
I know. Yeah, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, about them delaying everything from 2022. Nothing's happening in 2022. No game releases or anything. And we speculated at the time that this was the reason why. They just wanted to give themselves more distance from all their problems, that Overwatch 2 might be pretty ready to go right now. They still are saying, like, well, we probably should just let this breathe for a minute and get away from our press, rebrand, do some efforts, because they canceled BlizzCon. They've now canceled all their game releases or delayed all their game releases. And this seems to go right in line with it, right? Like, everybody wants to get some distance from all the scandal.
And I think, I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but it feels like, because they were like the powerhouse, you know, they were making money hand over fist with just World of Warcraft, not to mention all their other shit. Like, they've just been king of the mountain on Money Hill for so long that I think everybody's just going to love shitting on this company for as long as they can.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, and whatever, it's, you know, low hanging fruit for these companies to come out and, you know, be upset and concerned about the behavior. Cause the accounts that are coming out of there and the behavior, it's something you don't want tied to your brand. So yeah, throw them under the bus. Like, who cares? Get yourself some distance from them, especially now that they've announced that they're not giving you anything in the next 12 months. Definitely go ahead and publicly make those statements about questioning your relationship with the company.
But we all know this is posturing.
Oh yeah, because when they put out a game, everybody's going to buy it.
Everyone's going to buy it. Like, I don't think
but they're gonna buy it in 2022.
Can go away of R. Kelly.
Yeah. They're going to buy it in 2022 after the CEO is, you know, the new CEO has had time to re-change the culture of the organization and everything else. And then everybody can sign off on the fact that, oh, they've done the work and now we're ready to buy their games.
Yeah, no, this is in my eyes, going to be very similar to R. Kelly, because nobody's going to want to talk about they play these games or listen to that music. But when you're alone in a car, you give me that toot toot. You give me that beep beep. You jam it. I don't give a fuck who you are, but you ain't gonna tell nobody about it. Same thing. They're gonna play that game. They just ain't gonna be streaming it or tweeting about it. Like, but down low, they're gonna play that next Diablo. They're gonna play that Overwatch. They're gonna buy that WoW expansion pack.
I always wonder how long you sit on these analogies.
Has
this been here, or have you been canning like an R. Kelly, waiting to double dutch jump this thing in here for a while?
No, bro. All right. This is coming right off the top.
All right. I'll take your word at that. It works beautifully in this moment.
It does. It's so true.
All right, but let's move on to some other failed projects here. And we've got some news coming out of TV studios, and first one is out of Star Wars studio. Apparently the Star Wars spinoff, The Rangers of the New Republic, it's gone. It's not happening anymore.
For sure. This one got bitten by cancel culture a long time ago. Like, this thing, we all knew this thing was dead.
I'm actually surprised that they didn't find a way to, like, I don't know, just kill Cara Dune's character, but still, like, hey, there's other range. Like,
just it wasn't some random chick with broad shoulders and a bob cut wig, and just blow her up.
It wasn't Ranger of the New Republic. Like, there were multiple of them. Like, all you got to do
to be more Rangers. There was a whole show based around it.
Yeah, you just find other people. Like, I'm surprised that Disney is walking away from anything at this point in time. Right? Like, there is so much coming out of those studios. I'm just surprised that they're leaving anything out on the table. Like, sure, you don't have the Cara Dune character anymore. Whatever. You would have created some lovable, lovable, tough chick and a stupid sidekick that just is a buffoon. And, hey, that just works. That's just what you guys do on everything. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but, I mean, really, at this point, I kind of appreciate them canceling something before they put out another big heaping turd. And just... slap the Star Wars name on it and expect me to co-sign that shit.
Yeah, I
like, I respect them. Just, yeah, kill it. If you guys aren't gonna put that much kind of effort into it and try to, like, just kill it. If you have any thought that this might not work and that you might not do it well, fucking kill it.
That's true. I can respect that, especially out of Disney, because it seems that they don't kill anything.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But we can, you know, swiftly move over to another killed project, and that's the Game of Thrones spinoff, a different one, right? There's actually more Game of Thrones spinoffs. Reading this article, I realized that there are way more than I remember being. Like, we already know House of Dragons. Like, we got the trailer for that. We knew that was coming. Apparently, there's a second spinoff series that I found for the first time, and I honestly thought that it was a joke article when I saw that there's a second spinoff series titled, like, this is a confirmed thing, titled Dunk and Egg. Like, how is that? How is that a Game of Thrones thing? Like, how do you have Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, Dunk and Egg, right? Like, that sounds like some old, like, 1990s cartoon that you could find. But I guess that's a thing. I guess that's a series. So that, sure. And that's not the one that's being canceled. You would think that that's the one that's being canceled. No, apparently there was a whole other one that they spent $30 million making the pilot episode. It was the one that was being led by Naomi Watts. Spent $30 million on it. The new head writer came in, watched what they had on that pilot, and told the head of HBO and said, I don't think this is good. The head of HBO said, yeah, I agree. Like, let's just not do it. And they killed it. Like, $30 million. Gone. But
not reshoot the pilot. Like, this whole thing is like, I don't kinda like this anymore. When we were all basking in Game of Thrones ideas, waiting for the final season air, but ever since they dropped that giant turd of a season finale, everyone's kind of looking around the room like, maybe everything Game of Thrones isn't great.
No, this is another, like, Activision Blizzard scenario here. They're just letting more time pass before they go. Just Yeah, really, really let this thing breathe for a little while. But yeah, so still going is House of Dragon. I guess Dunkin' Egg is going to be a thing, whatever that is. And then I guess they have two animated series in the Thrones universe as well. This is getting to be a bit much here. I don't think I'm getting at watching hardly any of these. But for those of you who want to see more in the Thrones universe, there you go. You've still got two animated series. You still got two live series. You lost
one. Is there like a diehard community, Throne community?
I don't
like
think so.
We have Potter people and how, like, is there anybody still just walking around with that Jon Snow sword? Like, I don't care, bro.
I think to some degree,
lose my life.
There's probably some people that want it redeemed, right? Those are the same kind of people like me who was like, I was a Dexter fan.
George R. R. Martin begged for 10 seasons and HBO was like, no. And I read a bunch of comments and stuff. You know, people were like, so what, the showrunners wanted to leave? Just let them leave. Like, you can't find other showrunners? We had to just like so salty at the way it ended. And just like, I was like, oh man. Like, I felt bad for them. Like,
yeah. And I think there are people that want it like redeemed to some level. You know, like I said, I was a Dexter fan and I never even watched the last season because I heard how bad it was and I just couldn't even it was already turning bad. And if people were saying like that last season was so bad that like ruined everything, that's kind of like Game of Thrones.
I think I didn't make it to the final season, but now they got that.
They got a new one coming out. And now I have to go get involved. So like, that's what I think this Game of Thrones thing is, right? Like, this is, it's the same thing. It's just like, oh, I know we fucked it, but we're gonna make it right. We're gonna give you one more go at it and we'll see what happens. And in this case, they're gonna give us four more goes. They're gonna give us all of the goes at this one.
It's like that X from like 5 years ago that just gives you the WYD text of like 5 years later.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't respond. Don't respond. It's a trap.
All right, let's keep moving. We'll start bridging into a little bit of my tech space and whatever else. But first, let's talk about Tom Holland is being confirmed this week as returning in the MCU. Sony and Disney have confirmed that they're going to work together for at least another trilogy following.
And I honestly, God, read an article like 2 days before that saying like how he wasn't sure if he could pick up that role again. And then like two days later, it's like, yeah, we're doing three more.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I forgot how much money's on the table. I'll be back, guys. So, you know, they're looking at continuing this relationship between Sony and the MCU, which we kind of knew based off of, you know, end credit scenes and everything else, that they are definitely building more and more of the Sony Spider-Verse into the MCU.
Well, and you can't do, like, Tom Holland's now achieved that kind of, like, Robert Downey Jr. space where, like, nobody else could be Iron
100%.
Man.
Like, he's a phenomenal like Peter Parker.
Like, he is Spider-Man now. Like, sorry about it. You did a great job. Now you're fucked. You are forever Spider-Man. You know, like, you can't Cheadle Spider-Man anymore. Like, you gotta stick with me. You could Cheadle Hawkeye. You can Cheadle a few people. Like, Maria Hill, but you can't fuck with Spider-Man now. He's hit that Uber status. Tom Holland, you know, just get the tattoo and own it.
Yeah, I agree. He's not going anywhere, and you can't, like, Marvel just needs to spend whatever money is necessary to keep Sony on the table. Sony knows they can't do anything without Marvel, and Disney needs Spider-Man. Spider-Man is critical towards, like, you know, the fan service of who comes just because Spider-Man is their favorite. But you did mention Hawkeye. You've been watching the show?
I watched the first episode.
I've watched the first two, and it just reminds me of how insignificant Hawkeye is. you compare this to like what's going on in WandaVision, what's going on in even Winter Soldier, what's that show called? The other Captain America show, whatever the title of the show was. You see what's happening in the other aspects of the MCU, and it's kind of like you see Hawkeye and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, you're really not important.
Said it was the lowest debuted show from Disney Plus, you know, Marvel show, like it was the lowest debuted. And like, yeah, I read an article, and I like, the whole time I'm watching this, all I can think about is I read an article about how they kept Hawkeye with a hearing aid. They kept his hearing aid in because they wanted him to seem, you know, remind people that he's human and that he's done it. And it's like, I always try to, like, I know he's human. Like, but now I feel like being human surrounded by superheroes isn't good enough. Yeah. Like, we got to put an extra fucking
you also ankle weight
on this dude. Like, so every scene he was in, it's all I'm like, is like hearing aid. That's all I could see was hearing aid. Hearing aid. God damn it. And I felt bad for Hawkeye, like, as the character. Like, nah, I just can't be the human. Like, nope. Gotta be ill. And maybe that's a shitty thing to say. Maybe, like, there's people with hearing impaired people all over the world that really look up to Hawkeye, and I'm just shitting on their one hero. I don't know. But, like, I felt bad for him. Like, I really did. I was like, man, they just can't let you be the regular dude. Like you gotta have another disability to fucking hold you back.
Yeah. Well, he's, like I said, the story is not the most interesting. It's not terrible, I guess. I'll finish it. Like, I'll keep watching it.
I'll put the effort in. They're introducing
characters into the MCU and stuff. I've already seen that playing out. Like, I'm
I have to do it.
I'm gonna grit in and watch it. I'm not gonna thoroughly enjoy it, but hopefully it's gonna maintain some level of entertainment. Like, it was entertaining, I guess, but not the best work there, Disney.
No.
let's keep this thing back on track to the outline, and that's the transition from Spider-Man into more Spider-Man talk, and our transition into tech and our weekly crypto talk or NFT talk that I can't get away from.
Just lob it in with crypto.
And
it's NFTs, pal. It's like NFTs.
And we've got Sony, or not Sony, AMC coming out and giving away Spider-Man NFTs to 86,000 people that went and pre-purchased movie tickets to Spider-Man. And apparently they're saying it was so successful that the NFT thing was a proof of concept to Hollywood that this is just a way to draw people into that pre-sale market, because it was on Sunday when they went on sale, temporarily the AMC app and everything else completely crashed because ticket sales were coming in so fast at the initial sale time of the tickets. Like, I bought my tickets, but I didn't even remember about it till Monday, so I'm pretty sure I'm out of the 86,000 that we're going to get those NFTs. But I guess it's
big success. Man. I might get, like, I'm hoping, because, like, you figure out of all those people, not everyone's an A-list member. Not everyone even bought it through AMC. You know, like, Fandango will be selling them tickets.
You had to be the investor connect. You have to have that too. Yeah, same as me.
I got stock. Like, yeah. So I'm like, who knows what the number of people that this thing got whittled down to? I'm really in hopes that I get one of these Spider-Man NFTs, motherfucker.
Yeah, 86,000 is not that many. It sounds like a lot. That's not a lot. So
yeah, but like, when you're going, of all the people going at the first show, so you figure that it has to be the first show on Thursday night.
Yep.
Like, I don't know, man. I think the numbers dwindled down.
Well, I'm not holding my breath for Sony or AMC to send me some kind of email asking for, I don't remember,
my crypto wallet.
I don't remember what, it's not on Ethereum and stuff like that, because they definitely branded it as they were giving away an eco-friendly NFT that is not harmful to the environment. It's on an NFT network that I have yet to purchase an NFT on. So it's probably best that I don't get this, because then that's going to introduce a whole new segment of NFTs to me. And I probably should just stay away.
Yeah. OpenSea will fight you for them.
But we'll see. We'll see what how those get shaped out in other entertainment NFTs. I missed it. Yesterday, the Matrix NFTs were being sold, and I completely forgot about it. I was 100% going to buy one of those, or several of those. I think they went on sale for like $50 a piece. And like, they're literally just 3D renders of like human beings. They just, like, right now, they just look like normal people. And then what? I think it's at the release of the movie, you could choose to take the red pill or blue pill, and then it's going to change your character to fit the Matrix once you've chosen which path you want your NFT to go. I definitely was going to buy one of those. Completely spaced on it, on what day it was going on sale. So upset about that. No more Matrix NFT. That system crashed as well. They were not prepared for the volume of people.
Scared now. I'm checking my app to see if tickets went on sale for that yet. I don't even see it in here.
I don't think so. But yeah, so Matrix NFT, that that also, I guess, was successful. So this is not going away for movie fans and stuff like that. These two NFTs right here just proved that is just free money for these movie studios to just throw out and entice people with. So let's
because they get percentages of the resales forever. So it's like, here, take these free things and distribute them amongst yourselves, and we'll take 10% of whatever the fuck you guys are taking.
Yeah, and it's a completely, it's free marketing. You get idiots like us talking about it. It's not even free marketing. It's you get paid to market by putting out an NFT. So like, people are paying you to be a part of your marketing cycle at that point in time. So it's a brilliant move. They're going to continue doing
everyone it. Everyone do it. Give me more. Give me more. I can have some NFT.
It's speaking more about NFTs, because we're not going to stop. The Collins Dictionary word of the year for 2021 was in fact NFT,
which is pretty crazy. Like, it beat out crypto. Like I think more people know what crypto is than what NFT stands for.
Yeah, I think that is interesting. I could see beating out NFT, but I guess these last 6 months, like, more people understand what crypto is. Like, more people had to be taught in the last 6 months what NFT is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's 100%.
More people actually Googled the definition of NFT. So absolutely. They're like...
absolutely. And I think if that's how it works,
then yes, for sure. More people looked up the definition of NFT than the definition of crypto, 100%.
Yeah. So I think it's whatever. It just goes to... So this isn't going away anytime soon. It's just an interesting little social phenomenon we have going on here that it's bleeding into our dictionaries. Although, I'm not going to lie, it's not Webster Dictionary, so does it really matter? does it really matter? Like, I don't know who Collins is, but nobody gives a shit, Collins.
Fucking Webster ain't nothing, bro.
So, I mean, let's be serious. But let's keep this train chugging along.
Just picture some pipsqueak peeking around the corner. Hi, guys. I know what words mean, too. Oh, shut up, Collins.
Shut up, Collins. Go back home. Now I want to look up. Doesn't Webster do a word of the year? What is Webster's word of the year? That's what we should be talking about.
Oh, God.
Oh, they haven't given their 2021 word. Oh, never mind. They did. And their word of the year was vaccine. Son of a bitch. All right, let's move on. that's not fun for us, Webster. All right, Collins, you're my man. Next time I look up a definition in Google, I'm going to scroll to page 2 to find Collins.
What if it's just like the actual worst definition source? Like, total mispronunciations.
I don't even...
They're just sending people out into the world half dumb.
I think I'll take it at this point. all right, let's chug along a little more tech. We've got some Twitter news here, and the first big one is, you know, we've got Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey stepping down from his role as CEO, and I don't know what he looks like over these last like 2 months, but when he was doing all those Senate hearings, like, he looked like he should have stepped down a while ago. he had given up for a while ago. I don't know. What's your thoughts here?
I mean, I didn't really mind Jack Dorsey. I recognized he was in a tough spot, and I think he was well intended, just because, you know, he's the dude that came from nothing and, you know, blew this up. My fear is that with him stepping down, now you have people that grew up with Twitter and, like, you know what I mean? Like this was his idea. Now it's people that are Twitter users and Twitter investors and have a different possible vision of what they want Twitter to be. So that kind of is a little scary to me.
Yeah. And from his perspective, you know, he put out in like his public statement, which of course was in a tweet, as it should be, that
this, short and sweet, that, Dorsey. This, short and
this,
sweet.
This was his decision. He wasn't in any way forced into this or whatever else. It was his decision. His decision alone.
Was it really though? Does it feel like that? Because we got a couple stories to do after this that doesn't really make it feel like that.
I mean, I guess anything short of, you know, in the next 3 months, we hear about some kind of like sexual scandal or something like that, that we can kind of be like, oh, all right, this is why he left. I mean, even the other stories, it does seem like he's parting ways. There's a different vision for the direction the company needs to go. And that's what he talks about in here. He put that there aren't many companies that get to this level, and that there aren't many founders that choose their company over their ego. And he knows that over time, this move will prove right. One, I think that's a direct shot at Zuckerberg, right? Like, I think that this,
shots fired.
I think this is him on his way out, talking about, like, him and Zuckerberg, yes, are really the last two original founders that still maintained complete control of the companies, the major tech players, right?
Of the majors, yeah.
And
the majors.
So I feel like that's a complete shot at Zuckerberg of him being humble and stepping away and not letting his ego get in the way of what's best for the company. And even if that's not true, that's how I'm going to forever look at the statement from Dorsey there.
And I just, like, in him walking away into, like, some hippie sunset would be... Like with, as the kids
with his
would say,
beard
so
blowing
meta.
In the wind.
It's so meta.
Zuckerberg owns that. We've got to pay them for that now.
Yeah. I should pull up what the new guy's name is, but he doesn't have a history of really being a kind of like independent, just kind of platform. Like the new CEO does have an agenda that he believes in, and I do truly believe that Dorsey is stepping down because there are more of the people of the like mind of the CEO than Dorsey's left. And before it goes public and nasty, just Ajak, before we squeeze you out of your own company and vote you out in a meeting, why don't you just step down?
Yeah, I mean, there might be something to that, but
Parag literally Agrawal said in the release. The dude literally said in the release that Twitter should not be bound by the First Amendment. Like, this is an exact quote and statement from the guy. Like, so basically, like, blatantly saying now, like, you can't say, we don't give a fuck what you want to say. You're only going to be able to say what we want you to say. Like, it's... They're already making changes and statements that are, you know, counter to what kind of Dorsey's view of what Twitter should be.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know if Dorsey was that far off from that statement either. Like, he didn't give everybody full reign of First Amendment rights on his platform when he was heading it either.
But he also did believe there should be a second Twitter that he wanted to start that would be totally uncensored and unfiltered. He did recognize the need for a unfettered public space that, like, Twitter has become. You know, so he did see the need to regulate, you know, because we don't want it going into 4chan land and shit like that. So, like, I did see, you know, he did see the need for that kind of, you know, thinking, but I do think he thought it was going too far the other way. And
yeah,
I don't think the shareholders felt the same way.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
Maybe.
Given the information that I've read over, you know, of where, because immediately after he steps down, look, we have, you know, those statements and the next story where Twitter plans on banning pictures of private individuals that, you know, again, that it's against their wishes, which is...
Yeah, so to I guess, provide the context for what that is, yeah, they came out with a public statement just saying that sharing images is an important part of the experience on Twitter, but people should have a choice in determining whether a photo is shared publicly or not. And to that end, they're expanding the scope of their privacy information policy to allow people to dispute a photo or an image of them if they don't want it. So if I put up an image of you, or I took a video of you freaking out at a restaurant or whatever else, and I put that publicly, and if you claim that, hey, this is me in that video and I do not want this publicly shared, then they'll take that down. I'm not entirely against that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people just recording random strangers and doing dumb stuff and building, like, their social media profiles by embarrassing people falling asleep on the subway and, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that.
This is what scares me. One of the things that scared me about it. So, okay. Yeah. You said it's a good thing that, you know, I shouldn't be recorded if I don't want to. You know, we've all seen the Karen videos, so this protects the Karens of the absolutely. World. Which, you know, it's, I'm one that just sees them and laughs at them, but like some people go after these people and ruin their lives.
Yeah.
And like, I don't believe that's right either. So yeah, we protect those people and some are going to agree or disagree with that. But then if you enforce it one way, then what about the George Floyd videos type videos, the, you know, the bystanders?
Well, yeah, theoretically, yeah, it should fall under the same policy, right? Like if the police department
the shit out of or whatever else, and I don't want that, you know, like how does that not apply? Like sexual, you know, harassment videos, like basically, where do we draw the line? Because then anybody that thinks they're a victim in any kind of way, like of this, they can just protest and say, like, no, I don't want this on the internet.
I guess like you're being way more serious about where your head went on this. And I was definitely thinking about like what happens if, you know, celebrities start just saying like, hey,
only my
officially published photos, my PR release photos of an image of me is acceptable. And everything else I want scraped and taken down. Right.
100% will happen.
And then they do that. And then what happens to like all of our Leo DiCaprio memes? They're gone overnight.
No, they're gone. No more pictures of celebrities and Uggs getting their Starbucks, you know, and I'm not opposed to regulations on what paparazzi can do. Like I see benefits in paparazzi not being able to, not having an incentive to scale your fence or hang out in trees outside your house. And like, I think that shit's morbid as hell too. Like, I don't know, man. This is one of those kinds of problems that we just all become accustomed to and have been in society. And I don't know. Like, I don't know how you handle this. I don't know how you do this. And I don't know if Twitter and the new CEO are the people to be able to try to come up with a system to have it fair and have it important. Like, I don't know, man. This is really going to be weird.
I see benefit to it. And I also see that it could definitely get pulled to where like everything becomes an issue. You know, if I take a selfie and there's some random person in the background that says that they just don't want to be in it anymore, like, do I need to have their consent to post that?
How do we do this? Like, is this their way of unveiling a massive facial recognition program that alerts you when somebody posts a picture of you online and they how do we even know? Like you said, how do I know somebody even posted a picture of me unless somebody tags me in it?
Yeah.
How do I even know?
Maybe that's where it goes. But either way, you know, I've never gone.
That's scary as fuck too.
I've never gone viral for something I did in like the worst moment of my life or in a shitty day or whatever else. And somebody, you know, caught me and then put that out there for millions of people to see and make a mockery of me. Like I've never lived that life, but there've been people like significantly had their lives ruined by this, right?
There's a few VHSs out there that I don't ever want anybody to digitize.
So as somebody who's never been a victim of this type of thing at scale, at like a major scale, I think those people should have, the people that have been affected by that, like their lives would be drastically different if they just had the ability to just tell Twitter like, hey, this thing that's got 10,000 views that by tomorrow will have a million views, it's me, it's embarrassing, it wasn't by my consent, this is a stranger who captured this video of me, please take it down. Like if they had that ability, I'd be for it, honestly.
Yeah. That is like the good scenario, right? Like, but, you know, I see it going way past that. You know that's not where it stops.
True. But we spent way more time on this topic than I thought we would. Let's move out of, we got some science and some space talk here. Let's go with this really weird headline here. And the headline just reads that the world's first living robots can now reproduce. As some scientists have said.
Yeah, fucking xenobots in... I don't... What are we doing, man? What are we doing?
Yeah, this is... it's a very weird concept. You know, they've got these little somewhat, yeah, these small celled, they're like, what was it, 0.4 millimeter sized, or 0.04 inches wide little little cells that are little tiny blobs that have been used in certain things as far as like demonstrating an ability to do some self-healing. And now they're just being thrown off guard that these like robotically programmed genetic robots have actually found a way to start replicating and reproducing.
Cue Jeff Goldblum, man. Nature finds a way.
Finds a way.
Fuck, man. Like, this is just really weird because it makes it seem like they didn't expect it either.
No, 100%. It says that it astounded the scientists. That they did not expect this thing to be something that actually can mature into another Xenobot, a child Xenobot. So,
is this Blade Runner? Did we just create Blade Runner?
I don't know, but it's a wild story. I don't know what the long-term implications are here, but felt that we should at least provide that to the nerd world here. All right, then let's talk last little section of topics here. We got some space talk, and we have NASA beginning to launch a suicide spacecraft to nudge or to kick around some asteroids off course.
Nudge. Did they name it Bruce Willis or at least Bruce Willis's character from Armageddon? Like, how do we not name that satellite?
I feel like they should go with more like the deep cut and do it as Steve Buscemi's character.
or just put on a loop. Does it play the Aerosmith song the entire time it's floating out in space?
Yeah, it would be good. But ultimately, it's a rocket that can be launched to deliberately target and smash into the side of a spacecraft in order to affect the trajectory of it. I think we talked about this about a year ago when they were first talking about the concept of it. And it's called DART, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test.
They do that shit on purpose. Because every nerd just wants to say, we're going to throw a dart in an asteroid.
Yeah.
We're going to throw a dart 100%. At an asteroid.
You come up with the word first, and then you put in scientific shit.
Backwards.
Yeah,
absolutely. You reverse engineer. You reverse engineer these anagrams.
Yeah, absolutely. And it took off on Tuesday with a SpaceX rocket that launched it up. And they're going to go ahead and nudge themselves an asteroid and test and alter a trajectory of an asteroid. And this is just really to prove the concept that if there was like a city killer asteroid detected coming to Earth, that they could intervene far enough away and just slightly alter the course by a couple percent, which would be enough to move it out of
And like striking. That's what kind of like disheartens me. To know that our guy Elon was involved in this project, and none of this has any Armageddon references towards it whatsoever, is really like disheartening. This is a dude that put ludicrous speed on his car. Like they teed it up for you. It's so easy to do.
Yeah,
and I just feel he failed us.
Well, I doubt he got a choice to name it. Otherwise, yeah, it would have had some terrible.
Oh, but he could have played the song on the rocket 100%. 100% he had that power.
But ultimately, I mean, it's just a cool concept. The article continues to go on and talks about, like, this is not the only way of intervening with asteroids that NASA's entertaining and whatever else, but this is the most readily accessible one. Launch a dumb rocket at it, hurl it at it fast enough with enough mass, and it could at least divert it slightly.
It's a dart, bro.
It's a dart.
Not a dumb rocket. It's a dart. They launched a dart at it.
I apologize.
I mean, with as much kind of like effort focus we put into this, like I do feel like this is a worry of NASA is giant rocks, extinction level events. And if like if you went the Neil deGrasse Tyson route, they'd be like, we've only had like a few and it's over billions of years. Like the fact that you would actually think one would happen in your lifespan is pretty fucking arrogant, pal. But I feel like there's a lot of people that are are pretty fucking arrogant and like, no, man, I think one of these big ass motherfucking rocks is going to crash right into us. And, like, if you do the math and you talk to like space people, like they'll tell you the odds though are, you know, billions of years. It's only happened a few times. Like, you're only hearing a blip. You are a blip on the screen.
Right. I'm only hearing a blip. And this is the most significant blip. Like, this is when it happens.
I feel like as long as people have been looking in space and knowing these things, they're like, it's going to happen any day. It's like, I'm telling you, we're going to see it, bro.
Yeah. Well, we got one more story here in space. Let's talk about the James Webb Space Telescope. It's got a little bit of a delay now getting launched out there because apparently an incident in transportation and preparation gave a little extra vibrations that they weren't accounting for and damaged the telescope.
It's never good when space people use the word incident.
Incident, yeah. So the James Webb Telescope, which, you know, I'm excited to see when they're going to actually get this thing out and functioning. I think in the end, they originally thought it was going
to stop fixing the Hubble.
That's, I think, kind of the plan. But I think they spent like $40 billion on this thing like that, at that point in time. Yeah, this is now your telescope. I think at last I looked, they've only delayed it back. It was originally supposed to launch on the 18th of December. They've pushed it back to the 22nd now. So not a big one. Originally, they thought it was going to take some significant time, the damage that was caused in kind of the transportation and preparation of it. But ultimately, just a slight delay. We're still looking at launching in December before the new year and getting this thing up there and functioning.
Yeah. Hope it all goes well. I like with, you know, I just look at how much better cell phone cameras have gotten in the last like 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, you got to imagine you can extrapolate some kind of like how much better satellite telescopes are now. You know, like, and that was always one of my frustrations when we were doing those Hubble stories, is that like every 2 years they come out with, like, I don't even know why we count pixels anymore. Are we still counting pixels on phones? Like, is that still even a thing? Like, are we just past pixels, caring about pixels?
No,
because these motherfuckers is crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is supposed to be a significant improvement to what Hubble was able to provide. So we're, you know, sometime in 2022, we'll start to get the first kind of test images and everything else of it. So as long as this launch goes as planned, we're on track.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. Well, that is a week in news. That's it. That's all we got for nerd news here. One delayed day, but either way, we didn't miss the week. And as always, join us next week. Share this thing, like this thing, maybe subscribe. Check on your favorite nerd host here, and make sure that we're okay when we miss an episode. It'll make us feel special. Yeah.
If anybody comments in the nerd cantina, the secret phrase of, give me a secret phrase, flurry.
I was going to say, oh, you're waiting for me?
If anybody just comments the word flurry, we'll know that you're listening and you win the no prize of the day.
You win our appreciation. All right. Well, that's it. Episode 187 in the books. Again, appreciate you listening. Join us over at thenerdcantina.com/community in order to post that flurry key phrase and join us again next week. But until then, I'll talk to you later, nerds.
See ya.